Todd Peterson.
Hello, everybody. I'm the parent of kids that are getting older. So I'm watching them pass through some of the threshold traditions that I went through myself and their own versions of those thresholds. And just yesterday, I watched my son do the shaker in the homecoming parade up in Cedar City. He normally plays the guitar or the bass. It doesn't really work well in the marching band, so they give him the shaker. And his posture's amazing, but he just goes down like this. And I started thinking when I was watching that parade go by, well, what were the things I did in high school? When you reach a certain age, right, there are these thresholds or traditions. One of them, right, is you get your license to drive. And when we got our license to drive, we all got in this 1982 blue Buick Skylark and headed out into Portland, Oregon, where we grew up, and we drove around looking for something to happen. We found out later that this tradition was called cruising, which is a great way to sort of rebrand aimless wandering. So, you know, we also were fans of that George Lucas movie, American Graffiti. And so we thought, oh, well, we'll figure out our own Mel's Diner. And we didn't have that, but we had the McDonald's on Burnside. So we would go hang out there, and it wasn't quite the same. And we thought, okay, well, we'll go out and we'll drive. But we were in the middle of a city, not kind of out in a place where you could drive. And so we hit a road that runs right to the middle of Portland. It's pretty iconic. A lot of the movie theater marquees were up there. And we would drive up and down Broadway looking for something. It was in the financial district in center of Portland, where not much was happening at night. But we drove, stop, start, up and down that road, until we realized that if you went 23 miles an hour, you could hit all the green lights. And that seemed like pretty great secret knowledge to have. And so that was what we did with cruising, right? That's a tradition. One of the other traditions I think about with my kids are dances, right? Because there's a homecoming dance tonight. There's prom. And I went to an all-male Catholic high school in Portland. And it was really weird because we ended up going to a lot of proms because there were both of the St. Mary's and they needed boys that could go to the prom with them. And we had all these kinds of things. So I got to go to a lot of them. And because I was such an old hand at prom, I actually got asked by one of my friends who was in public school, hey, my date and I kind of want to party. Would you be our like designated driver chauffeur for prom? And I thought of myself as a really, really good driver, an impeccable driver. And so I was like, this is fantastic. And he said, oh, and I've got a deal for you. My dad said you can drive his new Audi. I was like, amen, brother. This is cool. So I called my prom date from one of the other schools, and I said, hey, do you want to go on a second prom? We get to be the driver, chauffeur, matron, whatever, for these people who are going to be partying when they go to prom. So we did all that. We picked them up. We took them to the dance. We picked them up from dinner. And then while they were in the dance, we went to dinner ourselves. And then after dinner, we did what I knew how to do. Cruise. I had an Audi that wasn't mine. It was great. So I said, I know exactly what to do. We'll go back to Broadway. So we got on Broadway, and some guy pulled up right next to us. I had the windows down, the sunroof open, and he got next to me, saw this Audi, and went, vroom, 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 vroom. And I looked over, and I said, oh, and I lifted my eyebrows. And my date goes, no, we're not. We are not. And I said, it's all right. And he goes, vroom, 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 and I nodded. And he nodded back. So we were sitting there. The light was red. I watched out of the corner of my eye as that green light went yellow-red. And we drove. This guy was out of there. Vroom, right down the road. And I just kind of just drove. I said, it's okay. It's cool. I got this. And we went a block. He screeched to a halt. And I kept going right for the light. It was red. and it stayed red, and my date was grabbing everything in the car that you could grab onto. And I just kept going. We got right up to the intersection, and that light turned green. And I kept going. Well, this guy peeled out when he went past us. We went to the next block, and right as we got to the intersection, he was stopped. I pushed right through. Light above us turned green. We were going great. I looked down, and what speed was on the thermometer? 23 miles per hour. So I kept going block by block. That guy would roar down. He'd stop. Pretty soon, he was right up next to me. Then he was behind me. And then he was gone. And that is how I won a drag race, going 23 miles an hour. But remember Aesop's fable, the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race.